That moon over Memphis is hanging like a judge. That moon over Memphis is hanging like a judge. Lord, he's showing no mercy on a man who held a grudge. And the stars up in heaven will never see my face. For what I did in Memphis can never be erased. There's a moon smoke from the barrel of my gun.
heart. never been as easy as it seems. Cause it's hard to get hit when you're chasing someone else's dream. Oh, it's so hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams.
That's a very contemporary sound of Balsam Range. Lovely song, great singers. They've got a couple of lead vocalists in the band, and they really put the music together beautifully. Well, in case you're wondering what to have for dinner tonight, you'd never know that you get meal advice from Back Porch Bluegrass, but I've picked out a tune from Foghorn String Band from their album Outshine the Sun. They're a fine old-timey band, and Reeb Willems on guitar, mandolin, Caleb Plowder on mandolin, Nadine Landry on double bass, and Sammy Lind on fiddle. They've been touring for a long time and play a great mix of early bluegrass and old-time music. And they've got a tune on this album that I thought, that's a great idea for dinner. And it's called Indian Ate the Woodchuck. Sounds like this. The Woodchuck. I fail to see what the name has to do with the tune, really, but it's a neat, bouncy little tune. I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you enjoy your dinner, whatever it happens to be. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host, and this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and so I need to give them a good plug because Shearer's Music Works have been sponsoring music throughout the Waikato area, which is what Hamilton is the centre of, and they've been sponsoring music for more than 50, 60 years, and providing anything that a musician could need. Guitar, banjo, mandolin, fiddles, ukuleles, drums, keyboards. The original founder of the shop was a great piano player, so they got a big keyboard division, lots of pianos and things like that, as well as contemporary keyboards. Very helpful staff. They'll sort you out no matter what you want and all the accessories you could need. Go and see the people at Shearer's Music Works if you're in Hamilton. Tell them that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass and they'll be absolutely delighted. Thanks, Shearer's, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. A couple of things on. You, Me and Everybody, that great New Zealand band, are playing at the Jam Factory in Tauranga on the 22nd of July. And that'll be a great concert to go to if you like very contemporary bluegrass music. They're the boys for it, and boys and girls. And it'll be a great concert at the Jam Factory. The day after, Back Porch Bluegrass, 23rd of July at 2:30 in the afternoon. We got the jam session, which I host, very informal, and we get to play some music that seems like a lot of fun, and it really is a lot of fun. We're never quite sure who's going to come up with what songs, and we all mix in and try and make a good sound for the people sitting out there listening to us. Oh, that'll do for now. I'm going to play you a tune that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded in 1972 for our album Kerswick Cottage. We're recording in Sydney, Australia, and putting down the music that the band had developed in the last few years. 1971, we'd been to the USA and were directly influenced by some of the bands that we'd seen there. Playing in Australia was different because people didn't know much about bluegrass music at all, and we had to try and ingratiate ourselves with the audiences. So we started doing quite a bit of country music and songs that they might know, so they could see where our bluegrass music came from. And one of the songs we picked on was a big hit the previous year for a brand new singer-songwriter that we didn't know much about. His name was John Denver, and he had a big hit with a song called Country Roads. And Take Me Home, Country Roads is his real name. And we recorded a version with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and our version came out like this.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather around her. Mine is lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Missed the taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. I hear her voice in the morning as she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads, take me home the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia.
Ah, what did you think of that? Very restrained version, very laid back for us. We were much more into sort of pushing along type bluegrass, but we did that very relaxed version of Country Roads. We had no idea how much of a bluegrass or country music anthem it was going to become, and we just did that song because we thought it would go over well with our audiences. And is that not the best reason to do a song? Oh, let's hear from American Drive again. Just a stone's throw away. Drive doing a great job on Just a Stone's Throw Away. Let's hear from High Fidelity again, and this name trips me up, so I'll do my very best to say it correctly. Gotta Get You Near Me Blues. So the Gotta Get Me Near You Blues from High Fidelity sounds like this.
Get you near me, blue. So where you to me? you ever had this feeling that I'm speaking of? To be so far away from the one that you love, so hurry to me, darling, can't you see? I've got these gods to get you near me blue. Big yellow moon smiling down from above. That's no good to me without the one that I love. So hurry to me, darling, can't you see? I've got these gods to get you near me blue. To me without the one that I love, so hurry to me, darling, can't you see? I've got these gods to get you nearly blue.
Well, that's a bit different, isn't it? The twin banjos, they sound great. And I guess it was Jeremy Stevens doing that Don Reno double banjo sound there. That was High Fidelity. Well, way back in 1965, I bought a 4-LP set of bluegrass music put out by Rebel Records. It was called the Bluegrass Spectacular, and it had a lot of the bands that were playing around the Washington and Baltimore areas, and we had the Country Gentlemen on there, Pete Pike was on there, Billy Baker was on there, all sorts of people. Del Mercury, I think, had a couple of tracks on there, King Brothers, Benny and Valley Kane. There was some wonderful music on there, but there was a gospel song by the Country Gentlemen, and I'm going to play that for you now. John Duffy on mandolin, Charlie Waller on guitar, Eddie Adcock on banjo, and I'm not sure who it is playing bass on there and doing the bass vocal. Could have been Tom Gray, could have been Ed Ferris, could have been Ed McLaughlin, not quite sure who, could have been Pete Roberts, but it's a song called Heavenward Bound, and I think you're going to like it. Sounds like this.
Path of sin, but since I've seen the light, I've been heavenward bound.
There's a land in the sky, I want to go there when I die. When the gold comes from heaven and my soul shall rise,
then I'll be
heavenward bound.
Sinner, and since I've seen the light, I've been heavenward bound.
There's a land in the sky, I want to go there when I die. When the call comes from heaven and my soul shall rise,
then I'll be
heavenward bound.
We'll be right back.
then I'll be
heavenward
bound. Well, that was Country Gentlemen. We've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. Thanks very much for tuning in, whoever you're doing it, on Access Radio or as a podcast. We'll take it out with a fiddle tune. No better way to finish a bluegrass show with Kenny Baker playing a tune called Sail Away Ladies. He learned this from his dad and just smoothed it out a little bit the way kids do when they get something from their parents. And Sail Away Ladies goes like this.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.